The U.S. National Figure Skating Championships begin tonight in Los Angeles. America's top skaters will be competing for national titles and for spots on the U.S. Olympic team. Christine Brennan, a columnist for USA Today, says defending singles champions Michelle Kwan and Timothy Gabel are favored to win. Both face stiff competition and, in Kwan's case, a complete coaching makeover.
Here was the most stable of all skaters, with the coach and the choreographer forever and ever. All of a sudden, she takes a sledgehammer to what people had called the perfect package in figure skating. Fires the choreographer, fires the coach. And it's almost as if Michelle Kwan is doing everything opposite of the way she did it going into Nagano 4 years ago, where she won the silver, not the gold.
But is it working?
Well, it's, you know what it is? It's been a terrible year for women's figure skating. No one is skating particularly well. It's been one big splatfest is what it's been. Michelle Kwan has looked a little bit like she's skating in a coma. But Michelle Kwan in a coma is better than probably anyone but two other figure skaters on the planet. And that's Irina Slutskaya of Russia, Sarah Hughes of the United States. I think Kwan is, and this is going to sound very strange, but I think she's in perfect position to finally win that Olympic gold medal.
No, she's 21. She's an old bag now. What about these younger skaters?
Well, that's true. They are getting younger, and they've been nipping at Kwan's heels for quite a while, and they haven't gotten her yet. And when I say they, I'm talking about Sarah Hughes, who's 16 years old, Sasha Cohen, a teenager as well, is working on a quadruple salchow, but so far she's never landed it in competition. So at the most turbulent time in the history of women's figure skating, no school figures, judges are judging it as never before, fairly on the night, you win, you can upset the favorite. Michelle Kwan is still sitting there right on top of the sport. I would expect her to win the nationals. If she doesn't win them, Sarah Hughes will. Then it's Sasha Cohen and Angela Nikodinov fighting for the third spot on the U.S. team.
And the men? Does anybody bother watching?
The men, yeah. All joking aside, yeah, the people care about the men, and they care about the men because they're doing quadruple jumps that women are not doing. The one who is leading the charge that way is Timothy Gabel of the United States, the quad king. He is the defending national champ and probably will win again. But he, Bob, is doing something in a very smart way. He has brought in Michelle Kwan's ex-coach, Frank Carroll, and he's also got Michelle's former choreographer, Lori Nickel. And this is what I call skating's Operation Pygmalion. Here we go. Let's see if you can do a makeover of a jumper and make him more of an artist. As you know, figure skating's got those two scores, the technical mark and the artistic mark, the presentation mark. And Timothy Gabel, they're doing it. Instead of getting 5.6s, it's now 5.7s or 5.8s. On the second mark, the presentation mark. That could be enough for Tim Gabel to win the Olympic bronze medal.
Bronze? Americans go for bronze?
At our
home
Olympics.
What's the country come to?
Exactly. Well, I think what the country's come to is the Russians are coming. Evgeny Plyshenko, Alexei Yagudin, names that trip off the tongue. They are the favorites for the gold and the silver in men's skating. But if one of them has trouble, Tim Gabel could sneak in for a silver or, who knows, maybe a gold. Todd Eldridge coming back for one last try at an Olympic medal. Michael Weiss is a very interesting character, two-time national champ. He's had a horrible autumn season. I watched him skate the other day at Fairfax, Virginia, and he looks great, lost about 12 pounds. And what this all says, Bob, is that it really is now a sport where upsets can occur. I know people say, no way, figure skating, it's got to be preordained. It's not, and I think that's one of the allures of this sport.
Christine Brennan is a columnist for USA Today.